BODYTRAFFIC. Where? Royal Theatre, 805 Broughton Street. When? Friday, February 10th and Saturday, February 11th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets, $39 to $119 from the Royal McPherson Box Office, 250-386-6121, or rmts.bc.ca. When many who have a working knowledge of Los Angeles think of the city's defining characteristic, one exhausting element often comes to mind: traffic. When asked how that relates to body traffic, the Los Angeles-based contemporary dance company she co-founded with Lillian Barbato in 2007, artistic director Tina Finkelman Burkett immediately copped to the correlation. We thought, what name could we give a dance company that screams Los Angeles? And ours does, she said with a laugh. The running joke inside the company, however, is the distinct lack of driving required by its staff. Body Traffic is based in the Koreatown neighborhood of central Los Angeles, and most of the dancers live quite close to the company's studio. It feels like we are in the middle of the melting pot that is LA, and that's really fun, she said. The neighborhood, whose majority of residents were born outside of the United States, is a fitting locale for Body Traffic, Burkett added. Everyone in the company is either an immigrant or a person of color, so we really are representative of this city. That's always what I wanted for this company, for people who to come to a show, they can look on stage and feel like they are well represented. Burkett and 9 dancers in the company will be in Victoria this weekend for Body Traffic's local debut. The pair of mixed repertoire productions under the Dance Victoria banner cover a range of styles and sentiments, showcasing everything from Romanian folk music to routines soundtracked by familiar songs by James Brown, Peggy Lee and Dean Martin. Though the program has its challenging moments, Alejandro Cerruto's PACOPEPEPLUTO features 3 nearly nude dancers. Burkett wanted to strike a winning balance during her inaugural Victoria appearance. For those in the audience not overly familiar with the form, Body Traffic performances often use popular music as a gateway into contemporary dance routines, Burkett said. There are dance lovers, and we are very lucky to have them, but they are not a big community. I found that people usually come to dance through music, and feel more comfortable with music. So when you put someone in a theater and play a bunch of Peggy Lee songs, they can't help but enjoy themselves. And then you've hooked them. Then I can pair that with something that is a little more challenging, such as a Russian waltz. There might be a few minutes in the program where audiences are a bit challenged, but then we go back and offer them Dean Martin, and they get something they relate to, something that makes their soul feel good. That degree of diversity wasn't always there at the beginning, Burkett said. The company has grown into its reputation for cross-genre repertoire. When I started the company, there was more of a personal agenda, as I had moved to LA from New York, where I grew up, Burkett said. I was only 23 years old and I wanted to fulfill my own personal dreams and goals. But as time went on, I really started to develop a passion for leadership and directorship. A lot has evolved and changed. In 2015, Body Traffic was sent to Israel and Jordan on behalf of the United States government as part of a cross-cultural exchange. Among the dancers who co-founders Barbato and Burkett worked with were former Israeli soldiers, which had a profound effect on everyone involved. It was during that critical juncture Body Traffic transitioned into something more meaningful for everyone involved. As you get older, you start to become who you were meant to be, or have some clarity, Burkett said. Because of all those things, a lot has changed. I didn't set out initially with that goal, but now it is so clear to me. When you have privilege and access and a platform, you have an obligation to encourage the next generation of dancers. M. Devlin at TimesColonist.com.